This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Habayim. Welcome, everyone. We're continuing in Sefer Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Se'if Beis. Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Se'if Beis. Nefilas Apayim, Meyushav V'loim Umad. Tachnun, falling on one's face, is done sitting and not standing. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Meyushav, Kasav, Beis Yosef, Sha'atam Hu'adarcha Kabbalah. The Beis Yosef says there are mystical reasons for this. So in other words, let's say you're in one of these, make sure you're at a minyan, at a wedding, and they're saying Tachnun, you should try to sit down. Tachnun, it's a halacha. Nefilas apayim meyushav v'loy me'umad. V'rivash kasav she'en kapeda. The Rivash says, there is no kapeda. But the Mechaber says, there is kapeda, obviously. The Mechaber says, it's meyushav. And not me'umad. Kasu achroinim b'shasat chak nuchal lismach al Rivash. The achroinim say, b'shasat chak, you can rely on the Rivash. V'alkein im siyem. Okay, so what's considered shasat chak? Here's a shasat chak. Va'akeinim siyem tefilasai. If you finished your shemoneh esrei, v'tzarach lamoid al kopanim kidei hiluch dalet amos. And you know when you finish shemoneh esrei, you need to remain in your spot a few moments. V'kaidim shir zehizchal tzibur lamer tachnan. And the tzibur started saying tachnan right away. So yamoid sham b'makayim aviyip al panav me'umadim at tzibur. Now does that mean after 2.5 seconds you sit down? Or is this like what Mendy was medayek yesterday, that the whole nefilas apayim is only 2 seconds? The Ramon, nobody ever said that you say anything when you're noifel alpanov. It's a din, you're noifel alpanov. It says, well, acher shenof alpanov, yagbi aroshav, yischanin ma'at meyushav. But that's not nefilas apayim. Meaning what you say is not part of nefilas apayim. Nefilas apayim is nefilas apayim. It's falling on your face. That's over already. So at that point, maybe you don't have to sit down. Not clear. Okay. V'koydim shir zezchal tzibur lamer tachnun yamid sham b'makom v'yipal al panav me'umad im hatzibur. Now the dirshu brings from Chaim Knievsky and the Ishei Yisrael that the Mishneh Berurah doesn't mean that you don't sit in the place that you take the 3 steps back. It means if that's not possible. Let's say there's a guy behind you still davening Shemoneh Esrei. There is a Yeshomrim in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Beis Sif Aleph that you're not to sit in his eye shot. There's no way to get to the sides. So basically, if it's impossible, you could say Tachnun standing, relying on the Rivash, the Ein Kapeda. But if it is possible, you should sit down. So if you're at a wedding, if it's possible to sit, you should sit. If there are no chairs in the room, then you do it standing. Okay. The Rama continues. Hago yesh armim de eino filas apayim el b'makim sheyesh arayin v'sei v'tar b'soichai. Some say... Well, I don't hear you.
If you have no chair, any Indian to lean against the wall?
I would think so, because smicha is considered yeshiva. Maybe. I'm not sure. Okay. Says Rama, Yesh Oymim Te'ina Filas Apayim El B'Makim Shesh Aroin V'Sei V'Tar B'Soicha. Some say there's no Tachnon only in a place where there's an Aroin and a Sefer Tar in it. So it sounds like you need both. However, we'll see in the Mishneh Berurah that Aroin is Lav Dafka. Not sure how you could say that, but the Mishneh Berurah does say that. Aron is lav dafka. Avol b'loy zef. You don't have an aron with a sefer Torah. Oymrim tchina b'loy kisoy panim. You should say supplications without covering your face. V'chei noigim. That is the minhag. Let's see the Mishneh Berurah. I actually just had this we were returning from Lithuania, from Vilna. We had a stopover somewhere in, we were in Scandinavia, I don't remember. And we were in the airport, and we were traveling with Avi Rokeach and his mini Sefer Torah. And we were up to Tachnon, and we didn't feel Sapayim, because we had a Sefer Torah with us. Now, did we have an Aroin? It comes with a special box, but I'm not sure that that's considered an Aroin. So, let's see. Aroin v'sefer Torah b'secha. Aroin lav dafke. Elu adin sefer Torah l'chodaya. It's enough just to have a Sefer Torah. What if you just have an Aroin? What if you just have an Aroin? The Dershu brings, if you have an Aroin, and there's no Sefer Torah in the Aroin, rather, let's say there's a there's an Aroin in the basement where they keep the Sefer Torah, which is much more protected. But there's an Aroin in the shul for show. The Igros Moshe says you say you do nefil sapayim. Why? Yeah, but there it's talking about where the Aroin is in on the side of the shul. What if there are places they only bring the Sefer Torah on Monday and Thursday to the Aroin? Otherwise, it's Bechlal not there. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you could still do Nefil Sapayim. What if they designated a shul and they hadn't had a chance to put the Sefer Torah in it? Rav Shlomo Zalman said also you could do Nefil Sapayim. By the way, this whole Shita is a Yesh Oimrim. But the Rama says the minog is to follow this Yesh Oimrim. What's the logic of it? V'tama Yesh Oimrim Mishum D'matzina B'kra Remez Shenefilahu Lefnei Aroin Hashem. We find in the Pasuk Remez that Nefila is before the Aroin. U'chedechsev B'melchemes Ha'ai V'yipal Alpanav Lefnei Aroin Hashem. V'emein sham sefer Torah rak shar svarim. If there isn't a sefer Torah, let's say you just have other books, you have other sefer kodesh. Dasa o yarabba derchaim delo yipal panav. Then other svarim are not considered sefer Torah rak yoimer hamizmar b'loy nefil sapayim. But v'yesh cholkem mezeh. Uvemakom sheyesh sefer Torah where there is l'kule alma afilu yachid bebeisoy noifel al apav. If there's a sefer Torah, then even an individual, like we did in the airport, would say Tachanun b'nefilas apayim. Now, there's an amazing halacha here. Because it's so interesting, the remez of the pasuk doesn't say anything about a Sefer Torah. It's not even talking about a Sefer Torah. It's talking about the Aroin Habris. And we're extrapolating from the Aroin Habris, not to an Aroin, but to a Sefer Torah. You know? And maybe even to Svarim. There are opinions even Svarim. So Rabbi Chiel Michal Tukachinsky has a whopper of a chiddush here, which is accepted. And that is, since the din of Tachnun is Lefnei Hashem, in Yerushalayim, you don't need a Sefer Torah, because the whole Yerushalayim is Lefnei Hashem. Obviously, it's not a din in the Arayin, because we extrapolate it to a Sefer Torah, even if there's no Aroin. So what's the Nakuda here? The Nakuda is not the Aroin. The Nakuda is before the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when there's an Aroin Habris, it's Lefnei Hashem. When there's a Sefer Torah, it's Lefnei Hashem. And in Yerushalayim, it's Lefnei Hashem. Was there? What? In the Aroin that Yoshua ben Nun brought to war, weren't there? Okay, listen to what Rechiel Michal says. Ramosha, that Yerushalayim has the din lefnei Hashem. Ramosha adds that any Jew who comes to Yerushalayim should follow this minog. This is the minog of Yerushalayim. Now, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Haga ba'atzmacha, what is this din that in Yerushalayim it's Lefnei Hashem? Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's because you could eat kachim kalim. Oh, then it's only in the old city. It's not Yerushalayim. It's a din lifnei achoymos. Rav Shlomo Zalman says sheyesh lino kein rak biyushalayim shebein achoymos, not new areas. Rav Shlomo Zalman says no, anywhere in Yerushalayim. That's what he wrote in a tshuva to Rav Bordiansky. But in Halicha Shlomo, he says not like that. If I'm not mistaken, the Stipler says like this. The din of Yerushalayim is only in the Old City or anywhere outside the Old City if you have Sfarim. Outside the Old City with Sfarim, since there's an opinion in the Mishnah Berurah that Sfarim is like a Sefer Torah, so if you live in Yerushalayim and you have Sfarim, which most people usually have Sfarim with them, then you could do Nefilas Apayim. By the way, the Dershu brings the minhag of the Stipler. Was he would do Nefilas Apayim Bechadroi even without a Sefer Torah since there's Sfarim. Ramosha says, Chinuch for children. They're davening in their class. You should rely on the Shita that Sfarim are like a Sefer Torah and they should do Tachnon B'Nefilas Apayim.
What's wrong with doing Nefilas Apayim? Now, I understand there's a remnant per pasuk when there is a Sefer Torah. When there's not a Sefer Torah, what does it hurt?
It hurts because it's Keneged Halacha. You can't do things. You're not allowed to do things in Judaism. It has to be legislated. Right, but there's something called the Rama, and the Rama says, "Ein nefilas apayim ela b'makom sheyesh aron v'sefer Torah." Let's say, what's wrong with going like that with your tzitzis during davening? A, it's disrespectful to the tefillah. Why are you twirling things? B, that's not part of the seder tefillah to go like that. The rabbis tell you when you bow, when you clap, and you don't have a right to just make movements based on your own discretion. I like to say, what's wrong with it? One is right and one is wrong, you know? Anyway, Kisoy Panim. What?
It seems this Ramah is not fully, you know, going to the word, especially the Pasuk that the Chofetz Chaim is using there, Rabbi Kilber comes to taking out the word Aron, even in his own way of learning the Pasuk.
Yeah. Especially the way the Rama formulated it. That's why, you know, I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Rama, or the Mishnah Berurah maybe is arguing. Because the words of the Rama is, Ela b'makum sheyesh arayin v'sefer tar b'saychai. Okay, let's go further. B'chatzar b'sekneses ha'basuach l'b'sekneses. Let's say the courtyard of the shul that's open into the shul. Ay b'shar shatzibur mispalen. Or at the time that Tzibur is davening, azafilu yachav bebeisa emer tchina benefilas apayim. Wow. Let's say you're in the courtyard of the shul that's open to the shul, so you don't have a Sefer Torah before you. Or you've scheduled your personal tefillah for the time that the Tzibur is davening, you also will say nefilas apayim, kisui panim. By the way, okay, back to the Ramah. The Ramah said, covering your face, hu nefilas apayim shlanu. V'chatzar beis ha-knesses ha-pasuach, hainu de-be'esh ha-spala b'chatzar, when you're davening in court, you have a Pesach beis ha-knesses pasuach, the door of the shul is open, menucha liris me'oisei tzad makam ha-arin, and you could see from that side the place of the arayin. Have a k'mespal lefnei ha-arayin. It's like davening before the arayin. Masha einkein im'espalel. By the way, maybe, the reason the Ramah said Arayin v'sefer Torah b'soichai, you know, why did he have to say anything about the Arayin? The point is, you don't have to see the Sefer Torah. The reason the Ramah said the word Arayin, even though it throws us off, because you would think you need two things. You need an Arayin and you need a Sefer Torah. No, it's not to say that you need both. It's to say that even though you have the Arayin and you don't actually see the Sefer Torah, you just know the Sefer Torah is in the Arayin, that is sufficient. That's why the Ramah said the word Arayin, v'sefer Torah b'soichai. Okay, have a kumsal play or mash ain't can misva be khatzer but stad ma khim fidam in the courtyard on other sides kunch shapes ach basic nessus bamara let's say the door is in the west va hazar nim shekhas gamlet sadaraim and the azara is drawn to the south vahu mispalo sham and you're davening there the ain sham sefer torah and there's no sefer torah in sach nefila sapayim you don't need to do tachnon. So basically a guy's in the hallway and he can't see the arayin, he does not fall on his face. No, let's say the door of the shul was locked. Afilu mispal b'chatzer negdai. Even if he davened in the courtyard opposite it, ain sarach nefilas apayim, because he can't see the arayin. Kasu achrenim dimhu mispal b'ezras nashim gam kein sarach nefilas apayim. Kivan shiyuchal lirois mechalenis makamarin. Since he could see from the windows the place of the arayin. Afilu yachid bebeisim, mashma afilu rochig meisik nes gam kein alapav. It's mashma, even if the guy's far from the shul, he would do nefilas apayim if it's at the same time. V'hinei lufi amavor b'siminon heis sevchof, ari hachad ein sham tinof mapsik beinoy bein beisil beis haknesses. Right, we learned earlier that if there's a minyan that says Kaddish and Kedusha and you hear them far away, some say you cannot answer if there's a tinof in between or Avodah Zarah. The conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah was only Barchu you can't answer, but Amin Hishmei Rabbah you could answer. So this is very interesting. Why would a tinuf stop you from doing nefilas apayim? Why are you allowed to do nefilas apayim if you're in the comfort of your home? It seems like because you're connected to the tzibur. I guess if there's a makom tinuf, if there's a davar matunuf, it disconnects you from the tzibur. Oimer tchina. You say the tchina without falling on your face. Provided that the tzibur, you say the tchina b'nefilas apayim, provided that the tzibur is saying it at that time. Okay, that concludes Mishnah Berurah for today.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.